What are some of the other things that have come out?
Maintenance therapy. The maintenance therapy question has been a question that's been present in ovarian cancer for at least 30 years. And nowadays, it's based primarily on the fact that among solid tumors, ovarian cancer, advanced ovarian cancer, is one of the most chemosensitive disease processes we treat. 75% of patients with stage 3 or stage 4 ovarian cancer are going to end their initial therapy in a clinical complete remission, which is as good as it gets. But if you don't do anything else after the 6 cycles of Taxol carboplatin, 75% of that 75% are going to relapse and eventually die of their disease. The only thing to date that has shown any propensity to decrease the recurrence rate is the extension of the Taxol therapy for an additional 12 cycles monthly in a study that the Southwestern College Group and the GOG did together. Basically, there was a progression-free survival difference of 8 months at the median. In terms of survival, too few events to really say with certainty. There was an absolute survival advantage of 7 months, not statistically significant at the time of the last analysis. What we're doing nationally is repeating that in a much larger study to look at survival differences to see if the 12 additional months of Taxol actually does produce better survival as well as better progression-free survival. The other ongoing maintenance studies right now are looking at maintenance bevacizumab. We decided that in ovarian cancer, at least, we couldn't simply blithely assume that you continue bevacizumab, quote, until death do us part, unquote, which has been sort of the general philosophy about bevacizumab up to this point. Because in ovarian cancer, you've got close to 40% of your patients alive at 20 years. It's hard to imagine a patient continuing every 3 weeks bevacizumab for 20 years. So most of the studies are looking at exactly how long you have to give the agent, and the duration of the maintenance regimens for right now is running about 15 months in most studies.
What is the trial duration, and then what's the exact design?
Okay, the exact design of the GOG study is if you've achieved a clinical complete remission with 6 cycles of Taxol carboplatin, you're then randomized to either no further therapy or 12 monthly cycles of Taxol or 12 monthly cycles of Xiotax or Polyglumex, which is a polyglutamated taxane that purports to have less neurotoxicity. That's in the frontline setting. In the platinum-sensitive recurrent disease setting, the GOG is looking at Taxol carboplatin versus Taxol carboplatin bevacizumab followed by maintenance bevacizumab indefinitely. So you got 2 slightly different trial designs, but both looking at maintenance bevacizumab as an option. Nothing else right now is being looked at in a concerted way as a maintenance treatment. Most other attempts at maintenance therapy, such as, for instance, 4 cycles of topotecan after Taxol carboplatin, haven't worked. And you could make a strong argument, I think, that the reason the taxanes appear to have worked was related to the antiangiogenic effect that you mentioned earlier. So if that's correct, then bevacizumab may work also or may be even better. So we'll see.